It's the Daily Talk Show. I'm Josh Jansen.
I'm Tommy Jacket.
And this is A Conversation Sometimes Worth Recording, episode 90... What are we?
I don't know. 97.
Yeah.
98, 99, 100 on Monday. 97,
yeah,
I think.
Sort of 97. Today's Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's late. The weather is ridiculous.
There's a bit of rain and Josh got caught in it.
Yeah. I don't want to be caught in rain.
I said to you, how much did you drop on your rain radar app?
Yeah. That thing was dumb. Because it would only tell you when it was raining when it was raining.
If this episode sounds peculiar coming from Josh, it's because he's basically a Augustus Gloomp.
I'm so full.
He's the kid from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I ate too much today. I was filming in Ballarat.
Also, there's pre-eating because you've just walked into my house and started complaining about fact that you ate a burrito and nachos and now you're fucking about to blow up.
I was filming in Ballarat, didn't eat that much. I had a focaccia, like a veggie.
So, guys, this is another one of Josh's food diary.
I had doing two things you hate, me talking about the weather and...
Yeah.
What I ate. No, so I had a roasted vegetable focaccia.
Cute.
Focaccia or focaccia? Focaccia. You'd say focaccia.
Focaccia.
Of course you would.
And how's it meant to be said?
Focaccia?
Focaccia. Hey, it's Josh here. He's getting a focaccia. You want to come down? Have a bit of a...
I haven't said focaccia since about 2004.
But you'll happily pull me up on the fact I say it wrong. The only time you say focaccia is... on the podcast. That's hilarious. Look, if I'm going to be recorded saying the word, I want it to be right.
Hang on, focaccia. Oh, this happened yesterday too. At this time of night, I start thinking words don't... I had a focaccia. Focaccia.
All right.
I'm so sorry.
While we're talking about food, I heard one of the stupidest things I think I've ever heard the other day.
Can we just quickly say the reason that I'm so full though... is because I just ate Mexican.
Yeah, I just said that. You ate nachos and a burrito and you rolled in here like Augustus Gloomp.
Oh, okay, I missed that bit.
You were basically a small helium balloon hitting along the roof.
I've shocked my body.
I think you'd legit go into shock. I've felt that too. Like, I almost feel my heartbeat in my stomach.
Yeah. It's my chest is sore and it just feels like I've... It's almost like, you know, when you've eaten so much food that you could go to the toilet straight away. That's how much food I've eaten.
Yeah. It's what my son does.
Does he
eats
really?
A banana and does a shit.
Instantly.
Dude, he will drink a bottle and shit out the other end. He's just making room. He hasn't
That's how I feel. That's how I feel. I need to make some room because I forgot that I had the focaccia because it's been so long. Anyway, so go. What were you talking about food?
I heard this on the radio driving to work and... It was a grab from that new show that Sophie Monk is hosting. So it's like, I think it's Love Island or it's some island where it's a reality show. She's the host. There's all these couples vying to, you know, vying for love or searching for love. Uh-huh. Anyway, one of the dudes was talking to the girl and he said, I'm a Kangatarian.
Was that like you? Can I guess? He only eats lean meat.
Is it not a bad guess? Because I was thinking, I couldn't even get close to it. I was like, this dude is.
Or he eats kangaroo meat.
Kangatarian is someone who eats. Oh, this is the way he said it. I eat kangaroo and fish because they both aren't farmed.
Okay. No, I get it.
Yeah, but
a lot of fish is farmed, isn't it?
Well, it depends on what fish you're eating.
Yeah.
I mean, there's salmon farms or there's like trout farms.
I get it. So he likes game. He eats game meat. He's like Joe Rogan. I think he does that. He eats elk and shit.
No, this dude's a wanker. He's
he's on that show. Of course he is.
But your thinking is because it's not farmed is the only reason you'll eat the meat.
Mate, but the producers would like every idiot on these shows need their shtick. And somehow he's drawn out of the hat that his shtick is that he only eats kangaroo and fish.
No, it was just a passing comment.
What would your shtick be?
I don't have a shtick.
Could you imagine how many shticks I would have?
I would go terribly on one of those shows. Yeah. I think we think too much.
Yeah.
I think, Hamish Blake saying on a podcast I was listening to recently about the Batuta? Best people in radio are the ones who don't want to be in radio. Yeah. And it's like, it ends up being the...
we're quoting podcasts again.
It ends up being the people that are on reality shows because they were never vying to be some radio star from, you know, young ages. But it's because they're outrageous. A lot of the, you know, people on those stupid shows end up... being just totally out there and
you're so
no self-awareness.
Poppy today, the way you're holding. He's lying down. We're in St Kilda. Tommy's laying down. I'm on the couch.
No one is going to... No, what you were saying is not going to be heard by anyone else.
If you can hear it, send us an email because I reckon if people are in cars and they've got loud bass,
you've got
every single time you pop, their subwoofer's going off.
You've got... headphones on. That's and they blaring into your earballs.
Yeah, I guess it may be earballs.
It was Derek, who's one of our avid listeners. Shout out to Des.
Yeah, friend of the show, also been on an episode.
Interesting. I mean, now I'm talking about podcasting on the podcast. Your favorite thing.
Yeah, that's true.
His wife, because he's got a podcast. His wife said that he has this different sound in his voice that he sounds like a bit flirty. A bit like getting a bit romantic when he's wearing his headphones on because he doesn't have to. You don't talk as loud as you.
I think that he does. He definitely. I could do a Derek impersonation. He's got the Aussie vinyl show, but he'll be like this. Oh, he is a favourite of mine. He's a.
It's awesome.
Vinyl going back a few years.
So what he's saying is he feels that he does what you do. Because he's like, I can tell Josh wears headphones because he doesn't project his voice. He talks as loud as he needs to because he's hearing it come through the headphones.
Yeah. And so is the feedback that I'm trying not to do that.
Which feedback is that you sound like you want to sleep with him.
Yeah. Well, Derek, the cues are slightly off. Kanga Terry, I think... I wonder how I would go in a reality show. You're saying you think I would overthink.
Yeah, I would, but right. I think you could. You would almost get so immersive. You'd become real freaky. You'd start lying. I think you'd play the game. I think you'd actually be quite good at that.
Actually,
you'd get emotional. You'd get really tired and you'd get angry.
Would you get naked? Michael, would you get naked in like the Big Brother house? Would you shower? I feel like at that point I'd be so detached. Like if you're going to go on one of those shows, you're like, screw it.
Yeah, you might. Yeah. I mean, I was a stripper. I probably would have got my tackle out.
You would have. You'd give it a go. But the one thing that I've noticed anything different about me?
That atrocious neck beard's gone. Is that it?
Yeah. But the Bree's like, oh, you look so good. Like when I shaved.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking... I would be so good on Beauty and the Geek. I know that I've got a partner, so it doesn't really count.
Yeah, and they'd make you wear some shitty shirt that you would have worn for 10 years ago.
I'd literally just be wearing one of my Envato t-shirts, I reckon.
No, that's too cool. I reckon you, the JJ of 2005.
Yeah.
It is literally the dude.
Best and less sort of shirt.
Actually, you were very young then.
Yeah.
But if you took what you wore there... What shirt shop did you used to go to?
I used to go to Best and Less. Best and JJ's as well, but they had a brand called Mango, which was like the whole selling point that mum would give me was that Mango and Mambo, they were actually made in the same factory and just one of them's got a G and one of them's got a B. But the interesting thing about Beauty and the Geek is their producers used to contact me every year when they were trying to find people asking for names. People that I knew.
Hang on. They said, Josh, do you know anyone? Not Josh, would you be keen?
They contacted me originally about whether I was, if I could
have
a chat with them. Yeah.
Fuck.
Because I had Melbourne Geek, the website.
Oh.
So they would search Melbourne Geek and I was the first thing that would come up and then they'd reach out.
That's hilarious. Yeah. And so... you've been in a relationship.
Bree.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
So it's been 10 years.
Yeah, but it's a reality show. I mean, shit, that can go on hold for a bit.
No, I don't know. I do like the idea of Yeah, I mean, I feel like the problem is then it becomes like that's your defining moment in life.
Is being you become on a reality the
Big
show.
Brother guy.
I saw a Instagram photo just before, and I follow this dude Tim Robards.
Yeah.
So he was the Bachelor.
That's right. When was he like, the chiro physio?
Yeah, he's osteo? The chiro physio dude.
Chiro physio.
So Tommy D, my mate, was up against
our
him.
Mate. Our mate.
Dude,
Tommy and I. He's
been, he texted you. The
he's
other
been
day.
Slipping into my DMs.
Yeah, so you mates.
Woof woof. Go on, gonna get him on the potty.
He was hearing your Dorset tones.
Yeah,
your voice.
Tommy D's got a great voice.
Yeah, we need to just get him on. Talk.
Yeah,
Tommy talk. Anyway, he was got down to the last two or three within that era of The Bachelor, which was like the first era. When it was like reboot.
Tommy D would be so good on The Bachelor.
I know. Well, he's very much like that Tim Robards guy. Like,
yes.
Similar. Like, they literally would have been going, who do we
bit
go
of
with
like
here?
A Silver Fox-esque sort of thing as well.
I think Tommy's a bit too aware. I think they want the unaware person on the show.
Yeah, sure.
And maybe that's why you wouldn't do Grey's, because you're too aware.
Yeah, yeah.
But my point is, he's killing it. That he's leveraged that show to the eyeballs.
Not Tommy D. He's killing it in other ways. But Tommy D's not leveraging when he got down to the final two. What a story.
Do you reckon
he could pick it? How much could he pick up using that line at a club?
I think you can
Hey, you know The Bachelor? Yeah, so I was nearly picked.
Pardon?
I said, The Bachelor. It doesn't really have the.
I think you can ride a second place. It's essentially a second place.
Yeah,
for you probably quite some need time.
I feel like that would be the type of because there's no proof. It's not like some sort of public thing. It wasn't like he nearly won something, so you'd have to show the like. Look, here's the email from the producer. Yeah.
That's the one that said you didn't get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Loser. No, but this dude's leveraging, man. He was flying first class. It was ridiculous. He's always flying around. Yeah.
So you think that he's flying first class because he's leveraged his
Bachelor. He's leveraged his social media. He's built a huge training app, like the Robards method.
Isn't that what Sam Wood did? Is this literally what
like
all of
100%.
Them- All the, Tommy like, D would have been perfect for that, like creating that sort of thing.
Well, that's my son. He's crying. Sam Wood is killing it with his...
Woodshed. Woodshed?
No, no, no. He's got the Woodshed.
Oh, but he's also got 28 Days with Sam or whatever it is.
Yes. Which is an online program. Get amongst it.
One thing I wanted to the thing is with those things really quickly, it's like... How many ways can you lose weight? Listen to our it's not fruit episode that we did.
Yeah,
give me money and I'll tell you how to lose weight. It's definitely not eating nachos and a burrito. Bodie's really having a crack. Oh, Bree's asking
Josh
me,
was yelling.
Oh.
He's woken up my son.
That's the first time I've ever yelled on the podcast like that, doing theatrical. Performances.
That was worth it. I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Sorry, buddy.
You know, I got I did a social media post celebrating nearly reaching 5,000 downloads of our podcast this month.
It's a real family affair, this podcast. Sorry, guys.
I don't know if people can even hear the crying. I probably can. That's okay. Let's just pretend it's not happening. We do have two people helping with Bodie.
Our producers. And wife and partner.
Life partners. So I did a post celebrating, got a bit of feedback on there. I already call any time we get any feedback that we're a bit pissed about or we're wondering about, we call each other just to have a good vent. So a guy named guy I know and I respect named Josh commented on the post and he said.
Just quickly, the post is literally...
it's a graph. It's a line graph and it shows that we got we're nearly at 5,000 and I was excited. He said, congrats. I'm like, oh, this is nice. What if the goal was to produce meaningful creations rather than hit an arbitrary metric?
Mm.
This is the thing with social media. Don't think that there's... any place for constructive feedback on social media.
You don't think there is?
No.
Well, because
I think it's like a dinner party. If I invite you to my house for a dinner party,
yeah,
even if the schnitzel is slightly overcooked, do you use that as an opportunity to say, mate, congrats on the schnitzel, bit overcooked?
I'd firstly say it's schnitzel, not schnitzel.
Schnitzel with a
schnitzel
with a
H.
I've forgotten what that other thing is. What's like an old school panini? Focaccia. This is such a dumb episode. You know, I sent him the mental health podcast episode that we did yesterday. If he lands on this one for our meaningful content, so far we've took your claim to fame of having a mate who I also now claim as my mate.
Because he slid into your DMs.
Who was nearly on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, what do you think?
I think the meaningful content is very subjective to the person that's listening. Like, we're not a podcast focused on mental health, but yet we're two blokes who have our own mental health. And we
I
have
like when you call me a bloke like that. Just a couple of blokes, two blokes.
In fact, we do. We talk about these things. And so if Derek's in his car right now, listening to your beautiful vocals.
You're doing the thing that I love, which is painting the picture of what people could be. There might be a really cold day. You've just got the heat pack.
It's a cold day in Melbourne. He's just pulled up in Collingwood. He's about to go into his factory. It's a bit nippy in there. So he's staying in the car for another 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And he's listening to the last 5 minutes of The Boys.
Yeah.
And he's thinking, you know, this
is... wow, it's only been 16 minutes. This is going to go for how long?
But he thought, I enjoy this. I enjoy that little escapism down... CUNT Road.
Yeah. Well, I reckon that's a joke on Punt Road. I don't think he would catch Punt Road, would he? Anyway, look, it doesn't matter. We don't need to get into how Derek gets to work.
We'll drop his address.
Yeah, well, next Google episode. Google Map route. No, but I think it's there is that thing of, okay, what is meaningful content? I feel like we're doing meaningful content.
Yeah.
It was probably a good thing to think about.
Mm.
But what I almost question is, it's like, what position has someone gotten into which is their default is that they need to proselytize, I think that's the word, proselytize this idea of, like, I almost feel like he's so in it now that he can't even subjectively see when and when not to give advice. Like, he's almost made, you know, he's made a business out of giving advice to people.
Mm. I mean, we speak to each other before we fire off explosive emails to get another perspective. And I'm sure he hasn't thought really about it in the depth.
It doesn't bother me that much.
No,
it
doesn't.
Like,
it just makes me dissect, though.
But it makes me think of I wouldn't be doing... Any time that I've ever thought about doing something like that to someone else, I normally weigh up the pros and cons. It's like Keep Cup Gate. If you're an avid listener, you'll remember the... schooling of the Keep Cup.
Oh yeah, someone saying that
because you were bringing it up again.
Josh was using a takeaway coffee cup, which wasn't a Keep Cup.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I mean, you brought up Keep Cup Gate. Look, then I started.
I didn't
want to
go into it, but funnily enough, Bree's talking about Keep Cups. Bree has been. Bree works at Hey Tiger, and they're in an office with a bunch of other people, different businesses. And one of the ladies said, we need to get better at recycling, guys. We need to get better at recycling. So they said, okay. So Bree and everyone started putting their cups in like they were like recyclable or whatever. So we're putting them in the recycling bit. And the girls now come back and said, okay, everyone in the office now needs a Keep Cup. Bree's reaction, are you paying for the Keep Cup? If you're going to be the fucking Keep Cup police... Like, if we're now enforcing that you need a Keep Cup, fucking buy me a Keep Cup. I'm about to go to Europe.
That's true.
And I also don't... And we've got a friend who's very environmentally conscious, and she's like, don't want to do a Keep Cup because I'm not dealing with the bullshit clean, like having to carry around a dirty mug and cleaning it all the time.
It's true. I just want to bring you back to the schnitzel.
Schnitzel, yeah.
I actually like the schnitzel analogy because social media is the best bits. And if you're on there to celebrate, then people are kind of just bringing you down a moment. But maybe that's what he feels like his job is to do. To
it's the equivalent of he's come over to my house and he thinks it's an episode of My Kitchen Rules and he's Manu. You know what I mean? It's like he's just he just slams you. Like the schnitzel was undercooked. This is Manu's accent. Was dry and there was not enough sauce and it was disgusting. I'm like, mate, wait until we've at least had dessert.
Yeah,
like,
true.
It just, I don't know. I was just.
Your response to it was.
I just went into like, hey, yeah, we're creating meaningful content. I see that as the vision rather than the goals. We have small goals around impact. But the other thing too is we're not that obsessed with the numbers, even though I refresh it every 40 minutes. The reason I check it every 40 minutes is just out of curiosity. You know, seeing if we're gone viral. We haven't yet.
There's one way to think that's how you're looking at it.
No, I'm literally just looking at it because, I don't know, it's almost like a tick now. It's just something I do.
This has by far been the most challenging, but easy in the same sense, creative project. Endeavor I've gone on in terms of creating constantly. Same for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's 9:15. I got home from Ballarat at 7:30 and I drove from Richmond to St Kilda to do this podcast. So we got it done for the day.
And then we're on the road again tomorrow.
We're driving to Mornington Peninsula tomorrow.
We've got a guest on.
For a surprise guest, Lisa.
You'd love to build it up.
Yeah, good surprise. No, they'll be great. And I think that this is definitely, and maybe that's what I'm wary of, is that the feedback, I'm not taking it personally. Like, yeah, it's just trying not to take things personally, but I don't think I necessarily do. I think I normally, maybe I'm too judgmental in analyzing what might be wrong with them in that piece. Like that is my default, which is like, what has brought them? And so maybe I'm thinking, you know what? He's never listened to the podcast.
Yeah. I think that's also too, if you've never listened to it and you comment, maybe he has listened.
Yeah, well, that's what annoyed me a bit about the Thinker Girls stuff, like the comments that were coming through with that. So the Thinker Girls who I've mentioned, they've blown up in the last week doing a whole thing on sexism in radio, which came out just after we did the women in radio thing, so it was pretty timely.
Were we onto it first?
Look, that's not what it's about, but I think it was probably simultaneous. I think, all those people commenting about like on what they've said, but they just read a little bit of an article where it's like, if it's even not to mention M. Rusciano again, which I think is M. Rusciano, if we're trying to like do that, I don't fucking know. Anyway,
focaccia, focaccia.
Schnitzel. And you see what's been taken out of and put into news reports versus the actual tone in which it was said.
Dude, it's my major concern. You've asked me what's your worry about all this stuff with the media, and it's exactly what you're saying. The problem with these outlets, these media outlets, is that they feed the bullshit into the first few paragraphs and that's all people read.
Yeah.
And then they take that as going, here's my two cents on top of that. And that's why, like, at a glance, what are people seeing? They're seeing the things that's pushing the narrative of whoever's writing it.
It's gross. If you could only have two apps on your phone, what would it be?
Tinder? No.
And the baby monitor to see where Bodhi is when you're on Tinder dates.
Gross assholes reality,
Do you reckon? Maybe.
No, so Messenger, so I can...
No. Are you serious? The only thing I get from Messenger is people I went to school with in like 2004 saying, hey, Josh, I'm looking at getting a MacBook Pro. Which one should I get?
No, I mean iMessenger, like your messengers.
Oh, text messages. Messenger is Facebook app. Messages is the phone. Different.
I just want to Chrome so I can Google stuff.
Why wouldn't you just use Safari? Okay, I use Chrome too. But I just feel like it's really boring if you've got two apps, and that's what you're going to do.
Instagram.
Yeah. I was thinking Instagram as well.
Why? Were you that bored of my conversation with you that you opened up your phone?
I was just thinking about it because what I was actually thinking...
How about this is anyone? If you were on an island and you had one food on the count of three. One, two, three.
Tacos. Mexican. Yeah. Mexican.
So,
the cuisine. It's actually... Yeah, the question I ask is cuisine.
Yeah.
But the reason that I just brought that up was because you're talking about media consumption. And what it got me thinking about was, what we do consume. And is the... what sort of newspaper, if we're to read a newspaper, which one is going to ruin our brain less?
Yeah.
The least, I should say.
I don't know. I've got trust issues because I don't know what narrative they're trying to push on all of these things.
Yeah. You don't know. You don't completely. And yeah, there is, that's probably what I like, documentary stuff where it's like, oh, we've got a few in video form. Okay. We can see the person. We can see, there feels like you're getting a little bit more information.
Oh, what am I saying? A podcast app. It gives me access. If I was to have two apps, podcast app. It gives me access to people, free thought, people talking about the stuff they want to.
The cool thing about the podcast app now, I was telling you this morning, Apple sent me an email. I can now see how long people are listening to the podcast.
And they dropped off 15 minutes ago. Yeah,
this is a real winner, this one. We're going to call this the super fan app. Because the only reason you're going to get this far is if you're a fucking super fan. But the...
Derek, stay with us. Thanks, buddy.
You know, if we don't hear from Derek, send us an email if you hear this. So then we know if Derek's dropped off, we're in a lot of trouble. Last time you visited, I was house sitting and I am looking after a dog who you said was a Labrador, which is in fact a what?
Golden Retriever.
Yeah, don't know.
Very similar. But now...
Big dog racist, you can't say that.
Mate, in 5 years, I probably won't be able to say that.
You can't say it now, I'm telling you.
It is a lot more golden
dog
than...
Dog racist is so funny. he's dog racist. The amazing thing is with Archie the dog, I was saying the other day that he's scared of Swan Street in Richmond. He doesn't like trams. And and so the thing was, and he likes motorbikes, so you got to be careful that he doesn't run after motorbikes. But so I was walking him. I've been walking him the last couple of days, and he was pulling on the lead as we'd go. Like he would sort of, but he's like, oh, he just loves to, he just like drags me along. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to have this. Every single time he pulled on the lead...
You beat him.
No. I stopped.
Stomped him.
Stopped. No, I stopped. I said...
You stopped.
Stop, Archie. And then would stop. And I would only start when he would stop. And so it was this awesome thing where he started to... And if he started getting ahead of me, I'd stop. I would hold the lead so that he wasn't moving and I would walk. So I was sort of semi in front of him and then start walking again. And then when he would walk too far ahead of me, I'd stop him and then walk a little bit ahead and then let him keep going.
So you think you've worked it out?
Well, before I was going to bring it up yesterday, because you came over yesterday, you're waiting at the gate and you would have noticed that he was walking alongside me. He wasn't like he wasn't like pulling.
Anyway, I didn't see him before. So.
But I got very excited because I was like, but there was a part of me that was already thinking, I wonder if like his owner, who's looking at like whose house it is, like I was already thinking like, oh, I wonder how I could like show her what I've taught him. But I'm like, oh, maybe he'd misbehave in front of her and then I look like an idiot. I'm like, maybe I like put a GoPro like on my chest and film the whole thing. But I did try Swan Street and he still hates Swan Street.
Dude, here's the thing. You're not the owner. Dogs are so loyal to their owners.
But I'm feeding him.
It doesn't matter. I know it's still hungry, but it's like I fed
my... How does he know who owns him?
It's attachment. Did you not grow up with a dog?
Yeah, but I didn't. Molly, I wasn't very good with her.
So Molly knew that you were the arsehole in the house, obviously.
Yeah, I feel really bad about Molly now. She used to have a little bit of gunk in her eye. I feel like we should clean that up.
Something?
Nah, she was a cocker spaniel.
Okay. But dogs know their owner.
I just don't understand how.
Because the feeding bit, but it's consistent. Okay,
so what you're saying, so you're not saying owner. Because I could own a dog, not the but never feed him.
No, but like the my dad would get up every morning. He would do the majority of walking. You've had this dog for 4 days.
But dogs are a little bit, dogs are dumb, but they're not dumb.
My point is, it's an old dog, can't teach it new tricks.
The thing is that he, I'm the only one that's feeding, Bree's feeding him too, but the other day, shows how petty I get. Bree went to feed him. He goes, whoop, 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 and I took it out of hand. Because
I want the
attachment. Yeah.
And the attention.
Is that a bit fucked up? Anyway.
It will happen. I always wanted that. I always was envious of my old man. Now I got it with my own son.
But then
son.
You have to like pick up the shit and you have to you have to deal with
it. It's a bit different. I feel there's a greater investment with your own child.
Really?
A human being.
Because you own, because it's sort of you're the owner.
He's mine.
It's legit. It's a daily talk show, everyone. Thanks for sticking around. And an interesting fact about the podcast app, the retention is higher on these shorter episodes, which makes sense because people have... have to invest less time.
So and Josh, if you're listening, who commented, we've got a great piece of meaningful content tomorrow. And I actually mean that.
Actually, yeah, it's great.
Lisa is an amazing woman who's doing some really cool stuff.
Pioneer in the leadership space.
Yeah.
And we've got her and we're driving to Mornington tomorrow to chat to her.
Yeah,
and
she's
I reckon we'll get it out by midday. So if you're playing catch up, get ready for it, guys. Have a good one. And remember, we do have the email address, hi@thedailytalkshow.com. And even though I've moved, the PO box is remaining open. I've already paid for it. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be around for a long time.
Do you pay up front for a year or?
I paid for maybe 6 months. Got to work it out. But Tommy's going to look after it while I'm away too. So it's PO box 400, Abbotsford, Victoria 3067. Didn't even get around to showing you the logos. I've got some logos to show.
Oh, shit.
So I'll show you now and we'll reveal and change all of our artwork for episode 100, which is on Monday with Hamish Blake. Catch you guys. Bye.